say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Pledge of Allegiance, and we're done. Good. No, that's not what we're doing. Hold on. Everybody everywhere else, come have a seat.
Hello, Gallatin Valley. This is Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM. I'm your host, Dr. Nurse Nancy. Our producer is Robin Fly. Today we're talking about Big Sky Pride. Traditionally, June is Pride Month, but here in Montana we celebrated Pride in July this year. On this program, you'll hear speeches and sounds from the parade and rally on July 17th, but we're going to start by speaking with three guests. Joining us today are Akila Lane, Amelia Marquez, and Kev Ham. Akila Lane is a staff attorney with the ACLU of Montana, which is bringing a case against the state over an anti-trans bill that passed the legislature in the last session. Amelia Marquez is a trans woman born and raised in Billings, who is the named plaintiff in that case, and Kev Ham was a lead organizer of the Pride Parade and Rally at which Amelia and many other allied groups and individuals made statements. Our producer, Robin Fly, recorded the parade and rally, and it was a wonderful day of celebration, which was sorely needed this year after so many anti-LGBTQ bills introduced during the legislative session. So to give us some context, Akila, could you please briefly remind viewers of some of the bad bills the legislature took up and how the LGBTQ community and our allies responded?
Yeah, so this last year across the nation, we saw sustained and targeted attacks against the LGBTQIA community, and Montana was no different. During our last legislative session, we saw consistent, unrelenting attempts of legislators to pass discriminatory laws aimed at stripping LGBTQIA people of their civil liberties and, you know, thus their ability to participate in civic life. And some of the bills that we saw that passed would be SB 215, which was the RFRA, Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which was aimed at opening the door for Montana businesses and services to claim religion as an excuse to discriminate against LGBTQ people and others. We saw SB 280, which we'll go into detail in a few minutes, but the Birth Certificate Act. We also saw HB 1112, and that was the Save Women's Sports Act. Mm-hmm. And that was the act that bans transgender girls from playing on girls' sports teams. There were two other noteworthy bills that luckily didn't pass due to the great advocacy of, you know, business leaders, medical professionals, advocates, lobbyists, and those bills were HB 113 and HB 427. And those two bills were both aimed at severely compromising the ability of trans youth to access gender-affirming care.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit more about Senate Bill 280. I know that the ACLU is suing the state on behalf of Amelia and another trans person, and really on behalf of all trans people in Montana. Could you please explain what this bill says and how it changes what the law used to be?
Yeah, so SB 280 essentially, it makes it nearly impossible for a transgender person to change the sex designation on their birth certificate unless they have their sex changed by surgery. It doesn't really specify what that surgery is. And also that they get a court order from a court, from a judge. And so under the previous procedures that were in place at DPHHS, which is Department of Public Health and Human Services, all that was required was for if a transgender person wished to change the gender, the sex marker on their birth certificate, all they would have needed to do was to file an attestation, a self-attestation form saying, this is what my gender is. And so, as you can see, this new bill makes it so much more burdensome, and really for no reason, because there are no problems under the last bill or under the last.
The law that was in effect until this new law came into effect.
Yeah, it actually wasn't a law. It's like it was a rule. So under the last procedure. So we can go back and just say that. So at the end, so it's more burdensome. This new law makes it more burdensome than it was under the last procedures that were in place.
Okay. So Amelia, you are the named plaintiff in this lawsuit. Could you explain to our listeners how this new law would negatively or does negatively impact you, and also talk about how it might negatively impact other transgender Montanans?
Absolutely. So it's just a daily reminder of how, you know, our state of Montana just constantly takes like a constantly wants to refuse to recognize my gender identity. And I think that's the case for a lot of Montanans within the trans and non-binary two-spirit community. We are constantly under this situation where the state wants to continue to put barriers in front of us that were never there before. And so I think that it's just a situation where we need to keep working towards becoming more equitable across the state rather than setting these barriers that ultimately attack the most vulnerable of all Montanans.
So this law would mean that someone would have to have surgery and then go to court, right? But not everybody can afford to have surgery or wants surgery. Is that correct?
Yeah. And in addition to that, you know, in some cases, surgery is medically contraindicated or medically unnecessary.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, so Kev, you were a major force behind the Big Sky Pride celebration this year, and listeners will get to hear lots of audio from Pride. But could you please describe what it was like putting this event together, considering COVID and the past legislative session? And could you talk about some of the events that Pride offered?
It was a nightmare. It was
a nightmare.
Uphill, full of crap nightmare. Because, you know, these things are big events and you try to do them a year in advance, and we couldn't because we had canceled last year, and we were hoping COVID would be a short pandemic, but apparently some people decided they want to have a long pandemic, and I'm not mentioning any names, but their initials are GOP, and they have decided that we're going to drag this out. So it was a really long time. And so all the things that we had done to prep for 2020 kind of sat in a box. We moved on with everything else in our lives. And then in January, I was like, oh, we should probably do something. Got my team together, had a meeting, said, hey, when are we going to do this? We'd been specifically asked by Montana Racial Justice to move Pride off of the third weekend of June, which had traditionally been the weekend that we did it, because that is, as you know, Juneteenth, which mm-hmm. is now a national holiday, which mm-hmm. is really cool, but it is not a day that queers should be erasing other people, mm-hmm. Which, you know, that's an important thing. So, and the first, second, and fourth weekends of June are traditionally when the regional prides happen, and a lot of people from Montana love to go to Seattle, Spokane, Denver, Calgary, although they couldn't go to Calgary this year because, again, there's a pandemic. Right. So, it was a little bit wonky, and we had a lot of different things that we had to do this year to make it work. We were fairly sure it was going to be big. Moving it into July was the smartest thing that we could do, just from a pandemic standpoint, and then from making sure that we have something that's sustainable years going forward. I think it's going to maintain in July because it's a better month for the state. We're not in the rainy season of June. Everybody still gets to do the big prides in the area, and then we have something fun to do in July that's really queer-oriented.
And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Folks, welcome to the 2021 Big Sky Pride Rally. We didn't get to have one last year because people don't know not to breathe on other people. I would like to point out, for those of you that are hard of hearing like me and actually know ASL unlike me, we do have an interpreter. Macy is right here for us. So if you can't hear, you might want to get where you can see Macy so you know what's going on. The first person I would like to introduce is a dear friend and a delightful worker who has been making Montana better for queers, for two spirits, for natives, for years. Please welcome Sam Jackson, Enemy Hunter.
Kaha, Balaja de Kutuk Deshuk, Beep Soligut, Itchik Dehakohu Leiluk. My name is Samuel Jackson, Enemy Hunter, and what I just said that is in my language, which is the Crow language, is that it's very good to see all of you here today. And I'm very fortunate and honored to have been asked to give the land acknowledgement by Kevin and by the committee for the Big Sky Pride. And the reason that we do land acknowledgements and why it is very important is to be reminded that the Indigenous people and the Two-Spirit people were here before the city of Helena. And the unique thing about Helena is that there was not one tribe, Indigenous tribe, that settled here. It was used as basically a gateway. The valley was used as a gateway to go to Yellowstone, which was a common hunting ground for all of the tribes in Montana. And so that is what the unique aspect of the land we are on right now was, that it was used by all tribes in Montana and in Canada. And so, so we just want to keep that in mind. Hello. And be respectful of the land and that we're here, and Hello. That the Indigenous people and the Two-Spirit people are still here, and that we are still fighting for all of your rights. We've been fighting for centuries, and we will continue doing that.
Folks, please welcome to the stage one of your performers from last night, also a performer from the comedy show on Thursday, another activist that's been fighting for all of our rights, Adrian Jawart.
Hello, everyone. My name is Adrian Jawart, and I'm a Tista Hamane, which means basically Two-Spirit Cheyenne. And people mentioned I was a lobbyist, lobbying against all these anti-LGBTQ bills this past legislative session. So that was an experience. Like, I'm like the first trans person a lot of these people have ever seen, and they're literally writing bills against us. And all they got information about us is just basically like things they saw in memes and Fox News. And then there's me walking into the room. Hello, everyone. I've gathered you all here today to talk about my womanhood. No. I've done all I can to combat, LGBTQ phobic legislation on a state level. The unseen cost are people who want to see us, cower and hide from us being us, just a few weeks ago, someone wrote this really bad hit piece against me. It was this, like, most transphobic trash thing I've ever read, but I was kind of used to it. But said I was attacking a state senator or something. And so I hope that guy enjoyed his certified mail from the sheriff saying he's getting sued by me this week. Anyway, but but such is the unfortunate reality of being in red state America right now, where I heard a couple weeks or years ago I got into activism. I had to get out of my introverted self, and because I heard four LGBTQ native youths killed themselves in 1 week, and that's really hit me hard. Is like those people, and then they got to read all these ugly comment sections on social media and stuff. And the thing is, I empathize with those people who native youths, those teens who've since passed, because I've once I've been in that cold, dark place, that mind of suicidal thought where the light on the other side offers a false beacon of comforting warmth. But such tragic instances, like I said, inspired me to become a two-spirit trans advocate, to use my voice and stand up for the rights of myself and others, to live free from being bullied and treated like second-class citizens by the law on my own indigenous lands. And my turning point of wanting to become trans activist is learning how centuries before colonization came, we were important, that we weren't invisible, but us two-spirit people were out there speaking the truth and listened to carefully and using our gifts and uniqueness, which were granted from us from birth. It gave me courage to embrace who I was publicly, knowing that as a Hamane two-spirit, I'm encouraged to have that voice and use it. But we're going to turn the state from red back to purple, because I like purple. So. But I want to say this, four suicides from Native LGBTQ youth in a week. It's for me, it's hard not to always hear those ghosts. Those ghosts who felt less than, those ghosts who felt dehumanized, those ghosts branded as outcasts in society just for whom they loved. Those ghosts who felt there must be something wrong with them because they were told they were an abomination just for being born the way they were. Those ghosts who didn't think their story mattered anymore. But they should know, we all hear you. And your story still matters. And I want you all to know here today that your story matters too. And thank you for making Montana beautiful.
This is Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman. You're hearing sounds from the 2021 Big Sky Pride Parade and Rally. Our guests are Akilah Lane, Amelia Marquez, and Kev Ham.
So we're trying to keep it so that it goes into a good click, because it is important that people are there, and it is important that they understand that politics is something that we don't leave behind just because we're having a party, even though Pride is really focused on having that, you know, that little bit of the year where we can just celebrate ourselves, because the other 360 some odd days a year that we're not celebrating ourselves, we're fighting for equality. And it's important to have a break from that. As Amelia can tell you, as Akilah can tell you, we fight everywhere. We have to deal with so many people attacking us because they just won't grant us equality. And so we're going to keep fighting. And Pride is the celebration that we go, man, you know what, for today, we're going to be over here having a good time with people we like, wearing some rainbows. And you can join us if you want to. And if you don't want to, we'll deal with you next week.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of fighting, though, Akilah and Amelia, what can listeners do to support this case, this lawsuit?
Yeah, I would just say stay consistently engaged with these issues and how they are playing out in your community. And that could mean, I mean, definitely follow the case, follow what's happening, but also get involved in your community, get out and organize, find ways that you can advocate for the issues that you believe in between sessions. Vote for people who will have a voice that matches yours in this during for next session. Vote, vote. And just continue to pay attention to these issues.
And Amelia, you have a lot of experience actually organizing, I would guess, because you have run for public office and came real close. Do you have suggestions about what people, especially people in your community, might do?
I think most importantly, and to just echo what I said at Pride, is that individuals need to run for office. I think that it's an amazing opportunity for LGBTQ folks to step up and go out there and try and change their community. Yes, I came up short, but at the same time, like, there is still hope within the fact that we were just 200 votes short.
Amazing.
And at the same time, as somebody that is a giant youth advocate, you know, I look at the different community resources that we have here in Billings. Thankfully, we have things like the 406 Pride Resource Center and Rainbow Coffee House for teens. And I would say that the more people that can support those, especially individuals that would consider themselves allies, whether it's through a financial donation, a time donation, or just even things like trying to provide clothing or food, because unfortunately, as somebody that is a mental health support worker in with teens, I see a lot of LGBTQ teens go about and not have the resources that they need. So going through all of this and going through a case, I think it's really important that we continue to care about our LGBTQ community here in Montana, but especially for trans, non-binary, and two-spirit youth as well.
Yeah.
So one of the other ways that people can definitely, if they're just looking for additional information or any area resources in their specific communities, is go to Transvisible Montana. It has a website as well as on most major social media platforms. And on there, they can find different things like mental health services, hormone replacement therapy in their areas, as well as just some safe places that other LGBTQ individuals meet and gather that can just be a place for them to recreate and be themselves.
You know, one of the things that's really amazing about having some really talented and fantastic people that you know in the community is, you know, 3 days before Pride happens, I think, although my time's a little blurry, the ACLU announced the lawsuit with Amelia. And I saw on Facebook that Amelia was coming to town. And I was like, well, do I ask her? I don't know. She's under stress. I'm crazy. There's so much time going on. I don't know what's going on. And then at the rally, I see her there and I lock eyes with her. And I'm like, hey, would you like to speak? And she's like, yes, you could have given me some warning, sir. That would have been delightful, but I will take that mic. And she just stood up and did it. It was awesome. You know, and that's part of the whole, you know, get used to it. If you're going to fight for these things, you're going to be called on some stuff at the last minute. Like literally it's, hey, can you come do this? And you have to be willing to do that stuff. And that's one of the key things that Amelia has. That's one of the things that she does that's different. And it's one of the things that we really need to be strong with in our community. So we need to make that a more commonplace thing. So I was very happy that she was able to step up and kind of in the rally. It was really great.
Okay, we were going to be done, but some news happened this week. And it was last minute and late breaking. And SK is going to tell you about it.
Sorry, guys. I got nervous during that first part. And I forgot to say this part. So, as you all know, there were bad bills that passed during the legislative session. Boo. Boo! One of those bills was a bill that will make it exceptionally harder for trans folks in Montana to change their birth certificates to reflect their gender identity. Boo! It was filed by Carl Glimm up in Kalispell. He's the worst. Boo! Regardless, the ACLU of Montana recently filed suit against that bill. And now, to speak with you, it was one of the plaintiffs in that lawsuit, Amelia Marquez.
Big Sky Pride, baby! I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to say because I just got pulled up here right this second. But thank you all for being here. 3 years ago, I stood amongst all of you and I ran as one of the first trans Latinas to run in the state of Montana, possibly the region. And so all I can do is if we want to continue to see the downfall of these bad bills, we need to start to get more LGBTQ individuals into office to make sure we can fight back. I'm making not just an ask, but a demand that you ask your friends, you ask your family to get out there, run for something, and make real change happen. Because change happens not at the top, but on the bottom, all the way up. So let's do it. Let's continue to fight for our rights, Montana. And I will make sure that I continue to fight as hard as you continue to fight for everybody else. Thank you.
Thanks, Amelia. Folks, we've reached the end of this, but we have not reached the end of Pride. We still have a bunch of celebrations this afternoon. We have the Making T-Shirts Party for Kids down at the Holter, along with Drag Queen Story Hour. I'm glad they're doing it because obviously I'm done talking. We have the Bears and Brews Party happening at the Rialto, where we have a ton of giveaways that are going on there. And while it's bears, people like me, and brews, things I like to drink, everyone's welcome because it's our party and we want everybody to be welcome. So swing on by for that. Then after that, we suggest, that you stop in to the Montana Gender Alliance Safe Space if you need to, which is happening at the MHRN office. If you don't know where that is, there was a giant pink sticker with two unicorns that you walked on getting up here. Go find it. That's where it's at. And then Symphony Under the Stars is happening tonight, which is awesome, and you'll see fireworks, and immediately after the fireworks, we have four drag shows happening at the Western, at the Rialto, at the Windbag, and at Miller's. They are 18 plus to attend, 21 plus to drink, $5 donation at the door. Have a good time. Happy Pride, everyone!
The only other thing that I wanted to tell you is that I am actually running for office because people like Amelia kept looking at me going, you need to run for office.
That's fantastic. Yay!
As Amelia said, it's been one of those things that we've said for years. It's important for everybody to get up and run. It's important for us to make a difference. And if we're going to make a difference, sometimes that means getting elected. So this year, it's my turn to put up or shut up. And so I decided to put up, and I'm running for the PSC District 5 commissioner seat. So we'll see how it goes. Feel free to chip in.
Fantastic. You've been listening to Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman. I'm Dr. Nurse Nancy. Join us in the next half hour as we continue hearing sounds from the 2021 Big Sky Pride Rally and talking with guests Amelia Marquez, Kev Ham, and Akilah Lane. You can hear Body Politic on KGVM Bozeman 95.9 FM at 1 p.m. on the first and third Monday of every month, or stream it live at kgvm.org.
We have a show that Anita Crusade will be hosting at the Windbag.